Eating disorder relapse prevention strategies and resources for recovery. When recovering from an eating disorder, it's important to understand what strategies and resources can help prevent relapse. With the right relapse prevention strategies, you can maintain your progress and improve your well-being. In this blog post, we'll explore a comprehensive approach to eating disorder relapse prevention. We focus on understanding relapse, identifying triggers, developing a personalized prevention plan, and utilizing various tools to maintain your recovery. Empower yourself with knowledge and take control of your recovery journey. Key takeaways: understanding the causes and warning signs of eating disorder relapse is key to creating strategies for prevention. Developing personalized plans, utilizing coping skills, building a strong support system, and practicing self-care are essential in maintaining recovery. Seeking professional help and relying on supportive networks can be used to prevent relapse of eating disorders. Understanding eating disorder relapse. Eating disorder relapse is defined as the recurrence of eating disordered behaviors after a period of recovery. Maintaining long-term recovery involves understanding the causes and warning signs of relapse, and warning signs may include changes in eating habits, mood swings, and social withdrawal. A comprehensive, tailored relapse prevention program based on the individual's specific situation is a key strategy to avoid relapse. This involves identifying potential triggers, developing coping skills, and building a strong support system. Understanding the causes and warning signs can help you proactively maintain your recovery and prevent setbacks. Don't be afraid to ask for help when needed, and lean on your support system throughout your recovery journey. At Leaf Complex Care, we understand the complexities of eating disorder recovery, and with our humanized approach, we can help you avoid or overcome eating disorder relapse. Identifying potential triggers and high-risk situations. Strategies for preventing relapse and maintaining recovery involve identifying potential triggers and high-risk situations. Life transitions, such as loss, can cause stress and anxiety, leading to the use of eating disorder behaviors as a way to cope. Hence, awareness of these situations and proactive support is necessary. Some examples of situations that may lead to a relapse include mental health challenges, the loss of a loved one, and changes in routine. Psychological triggers, such as comparison to others who are losing weight or starting restrictive diets, major life changes, negative thoughts about food, and feelings of guilt or failure after a relapse, can also contribute to eating disorder urges. Life transitions often involve significant changes and challenges that many people face, creating high-risk situations for eating disorder relapse. Creating a reliable support network and recognizing potential triggers that may lead to relapse are essential measures to prevent relapse. Equipping yourself with this knowledge prepares you to face challenges and sustain your recovery. Developing a personalized relapse prevention plan. In order to maintain recovery and prevent relapse, it is crucial to have a personalized relapse prevention plan. In the following sections, we'll explore the components of a relapse prevention plan, including coping skills for managing urges and warning signs, building a strong support system incorporating self-care practices, coping skills for managing urges and warning signs. Managing urges and warning signs of relapse requires effective coping skills. Self-care practices and social support can help people maintain their well-being. Recognizing early warning signs, such as changes in eating habits, mood swings, and social withdrawal, is crucial for averting relapse. Eating disorder symptoms to be aware of include an increase in urges to restrict, binge eat, purge, exercise, or other compensatory behaviors, a preoccupation with caloric intake, weight, or body image, social withdrawal, heightened sadness or anxiety. Think of these warning signs as your check engine light. When you notice these signs, take action by employing your coping skills and seeking support to prevent a potential relapse. Building a strong support system. Maintaining recovery and preventing relapse requires a strong support system, including friends, family, and professionals. Having a support system already in place can be an invaluable asset when facing difficult situations. Professional support in eating disorder recovery can provide a range of benefits, including specialist advice, personalized treatment, emotional assistance, and a comprehensive approach to recovery. Friends and family can effectively support a loved one in eating disorder recovery by familiarizing themselves with the facts about eating disorders, providing non-judgmental assistance, motivating professional assistance, being tolerant and empathetic, promoting healthy coping behaviors, refraining from potentially triggering remarks or actions, demonstrating unwavering love and support. Remember, the people around you can significantly impact your recovery journey. Don't hesitate to reach out to them for help and encouragement. Self-care practices for maintaining recovery. By practicing self-care, individuals in recovery can maintain their progress and stay on the path to a fulfilling and healthy life. Self-care practices include regular meals. Following a meal plan can help regulate hunger and fullness cues, stabilize blood sugar levels, and provide a reliable source of nourishment and energy. Exercise. Exercise can help improve mood, reduce stress, and increase body confidence. Mindfulness. Mindfulness can help individuals become more aware of their thoughts, emotions, and behaviors related to food and body image, fostering self-compassion and reducing stress and anxiety. Consistently practicing self-care is the key to achieving positive results in eating disorder recovery. Remember, every small step towards self-care is a significant stride towards a healthy and fulfilling life. By taking care of your physical and mental well-being, you can build a strong foundation for lasting recovery. The role of treatment teams and professional support. Individuals in recovery benefit greatly from professional support and treatment teams to prevent relapse. An eating disorder treatment team typically consists of a combination of medical practitioners, mental health professionals, dietitians, support workers, therapists, psychiatrists. A treatment team can assist in preventing relapse of eating disorders by providing comprehensive care and support. This includes a combination of medical practitioners, mental health professionals, and other specialists who work together to address the physical, psychological, and emotional aspects of the disorder. The treatment team can create personalized care plans, monitor and support progress, provide therapy, educate the individual and their loved ones about the eating disorder, and connect them with additional resources and support networks. By working collaboratively, the treatment team can help individuals develop coping strategies, identify triggers, and build a strong foundation for long-term recovery. Recognizing and addressing lapses and setbacks. Lapses and setbacks can have a considerable effect on the recovery process. They can be disheartening and may result in feelings of failure and self-criticism. However, it is important to remember that lapses and setbacks are a natural part of the recovery journey. They provide chances for learning and growth, allowing individuals to identify areas that require further attention and devise strategies to prevent future relapses. Indications of a relapse or setback in eating disorder recovery can include reverting to prior disordered eating habits, feeling overwhelmed or powerless when it comes to food, preoccupation with body image or weight, avoiding social activities, changes in mood, engaging in secretive actions related to food, disregarding self-care. Reflect on the triggers and circumstances, gain insight from the experience, and seek support. By learning from these experiences, you can strengthen your relapse prevention strategies and maintain your recovery. Navigating life events and transitions in recovery. Ongoing support, self-awareness, and coping skills are necessary to navigate life events and transitions and prevent relapse. However, significant life transitions, including relocation or the end of a relationship, may trigger an eating disorder relapse. Other potential triggers may include stress, trauma, body image concerns, and societal influences. Major life transitions can considerably influence individuals recovering from an eating disorder. These transitions, regardless of whether they are advantageous or disadvantageous, can heighten the likelihood of relapse. It is essential for individuals to be aware of the potential difficulties that may emerge during these times and to have plans in place to sustain their recovery. Supportive networks are crucial in maintaining well-being and play a significant role in aiding individuals through life events and transitions, including family, friends, support groups, therapies, healthcare professionals. By seeking support and utilizing coping skills, you can navigate challenging life events and transitions while maintaining your recovery. Resources and tools for relapse prevention. Individuals can maintain their recovery and prevent relapse by utilizing resources and tools such as therapy, support groups, and educational materials. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, Interpersonal Psychotherapy, IPT, and Family-Based Therapy, FBT, have been demonstrated to be effective types of therapy for preventing eating disorder relapse. Support groups can play a significant role in preventing relapse of eating disorders by providing a sense of community and understanding. Being part of a support group allows individuals to connect with others with similar experiences and challenges, which can help reduce feelings of isolation and shame. Support groups also provide a safe space for individuals to share their struggles, receive encouragement, and learn coping strategies from others who have successfully recovered. Family and friends can assist a loved one in preventing eating disorder relapse by educating themselves on the subject, creating a supportive environment, developing a relapse prevention plan with professionals, monitoring for warning signs, being compassionate, advocating for professional help. Summary. In conclusion, preventing eating disorder relapse is a challenging yet essential aspect of recovery. By understanding the causes and warning signs of relapse, identifying triggers and high-risk situations, developing a personalized relapse prevention plan, and utilizing resources, you can maintain your recovery and prevent setbacks. Remember, you are not alone in this journey, and with the right support, strategies, and determination, you can overcome the challenges and achieve lasting recovery. FAQs. In conclusion, preventing eating disorder relapse is a challenging yet essential aspect of recovery. By understanding the causes and warning signs of relapse, identifying triggers and high-risk situations, developing a personalized relapse prevention plan, and utilizing resources, you can maintain your recovery and prevent setbacks. Remember, you are not alone in this journey, and with the right support, strategies, and determination, you can overcome the challenges and achieve lasting recovery. What strategies have shown some success in preventing eating disorders? To help prevent eating disorders, effective prevention programs should focus on building self-esteem, positive body image, and a balanced approach to nutrition and physical activity using humanized approaches. CBT, IPT, and support groups have been shown to help individuals recover from eating disorders and improve their overall well-being. Why might relapse rates be so high for the eating disorders? It is crucial to implement self-care strategies and have access to resources to prevent relapse, as relapse rates for eating disorders remain high due to the lack of a supportive environment and difficulty maintaining well-being after discharge. Remember that with compassionate care and the right tools, you can overcome any challenge. What is the difference between a lapse and a full-blown relapse in eating disorder recovery? A lapse in eating disorder recovery is a temporary deviation from the recovery path, whereas a full-blown relapse is a return to the previous patterns and behaviors associated with the eating disorder. The duration, intensity, and frequency of the behaviors or thoughts related to the eating disorder can help differentiate between the two. What are some common triggers of relapse for eating disorders? Life transitions, stress, trauma, body image concerns, and societal influences are common triggers for eating disorder relapse. With personalized coping strategies, individuals can prevent relapse and maintain positive well-being. Eating disorders support with LEAF Complex Care. At LEAF Complex Care, we understand that recovering from an eating disorder is a complex and challenging process. By implementing person-centered strategies and providing compassionate home care, we help individuals achieve positive outcomes in their recovery journey. By collaborating with individuals, families, and healthcare professionals, we create personalized care plans that help people discover and utilize their unique strengths. Our support workers are committed to delivering humanized care and transforming lives for the better, helping each individual live a brighter future. With offices in Bristol, Exeter, SLU, Birmingham, and Somerset, we deliver CQC-regulated services across the UK. Contact us today and overcome your challenges with LEAF Complex Care. Read more about other topics. Blog 7 Mental Health Care Tips for Support Workers. The role and responsibilities of support workers are strenuous but rewarding. This job role has the purpose of helping people that need additional care achieve their maximum potential. they support Read More blog proactive approaches to prevent challenging behavior in children. Challenging behavior refers to patterns of conduct that often make daily interactions or situations difficult for the individual and the people around them. Adopting a proactive approach can address the Read More blog pathological demand avoidance, PDA, characteristics and strategies for support. Pathological demand avoidance, PDA, is a pattern of behavior that describes challenges with carrying out demands. PDA is also known as extreme demand avoidance, as people might go to extreme Read More